Brandon Banrack carried it in 1954. I'll always remember my father. He was standing under the banner, flicking the banner back with Trilby had, yes? Aye, them was the days, eh?
Oh, yes, we used to come over and help them get the banner out the cases, and we used to go right round the town at one time before it went to Durham.
I was bred and born here. It's me heritage, as me hat says. You know, it's a Durham miners' heritage. And we need to keep this going. I know there's no collieries no more, we know that. But it's nice to see all the bands and banners still congregate in Durham for this day and keep it going. It's marvellous.
I'm Steve Morland, I'm the musical director of Naresby Silver Band. We're the guests of a village just to the south of Durham called Brandon, and we're very much looking forward to our second visit to the Durham Miners Gala. It's one heck of an event if you've never been there. We've got over 100,000 people packed into the centre of Durham, and it's largely based around trade unions and the mining communities up here in the northeast.
Each band is sponsored by a village, like Harrogate are sponsored by Trimden, and we're sponsored by Brandon. They asked us to sponsor us about 2 years ago, and we agreed, and they thoroughly enjoyed it. And then we set off within 10 minutes of being it last year. They asked us to come back this year. And you walk through the village, you then get on the bus going to Durham, then we march to the field at the end. But on the way, you pass the hotel, and you play in front of the dignitaries on the balcony. And then you get to the other end, and then you have a little bit of a rest, and then march back again. It's a shame it's about 28 degrees and they're all wearing jackets.
We are going to follow the Brandon banner this year. We got together as a committee, raised some money to restore the banners because we're passionate about it.
John Turnbull, local councillor, we stand at the top of North Road outside the Bridge Hotel, ready to start off and go down to Shore Ground. Good day for people to get together, hear some music, and have a march, and people from the community all get together and have a good day. Shame the mines is all gone.
Well, I came for the first time last year, and it was just such a brilliant community event. The village, Brandon, were just so welcoming, and they seemed so moved that we were here to support them and that they had a band again.
I'm 72 and I've come here since I can walk.
I'm Luke, I play this side drum, snare drum, with Naresby Band. My second time playing, but I think it's my fifth or sixth Durham Miners, and I've really enjoyed it. I just enjoy the atmosphere and all the different types of bands and music, going around and having fun with all different ages.
My name's Keith, I've played with the band since 1984. I really should be a better player than I am now, but in fact I've peaked. But this, in fact, is one of the strangest outings I've ever been on.
I'm Rob Clawton, I play second cornet. I've been with the band about 4 years. I'm still a novice. A bit warmer this year, but fantastic atmosphere though. Brilliant.
Brandon Colliery, Brandon Pit, where those three shafts built. A, B and C at the course pits. And then there was another one sunk at Pit House, Brandon. What they did, they sunk the shaft and then they built the village around it. Yeah, yeah. I worked there 16 years as a miner. It's powdery, dust and wet. At 18 inches high, it brings back memories. Sometimes bad memories. I had three mates killed, 21-year-old. Pit House, bad memory.
I'm John from Langley Moor. When I was a young man, with my mum, my dad, my brother and my sister, we used to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning, walking into Durham from Brandon to get a place to sit. And my mum used to bake pies on the Friday for everybody. They used to paint the front doors for big meeting day, all the village and everything. It was a day of days. I never went to pits, no. My dad wouldn't let us. Says there's plenty in the mines when I'm in. But never forget them.
Oh, we had good times, There wasn't much trouble in the days, man. It's just what the people puts in, see? But otherwise, it was very good. And a day like this, better still.
There's so many bands coming in. Nearly 100 bands coming in, and they're all queuing and all vying for a spot to get through. Three different entrances into Durham itself, and there's a bottleneck now. But we'll get there.
I have the original Defield banner of 1892, and it's the only banner in the British Isles that shows the Good Samaritan on white horse. There are thousands of banners over the decades, but there's nowhere anywhere that depicts the Good Samaritan on white horse except the one that I have, and that's on Defield Colliery banner. And the only other one that has the Good Samaritan is Rembrandt. And apart from that, Defield is the only one you'll find.
It's just your history. So, I mean, all your family were coal miners and that, you know. It's in your blood, really. So everybody was coal miners in the 50s and 60s. Everybody's, you know. Just whatever, if you worked in Durham, that's where you were, you know. It's even better because now all the villages in County Durham are keeping it going by each village, like renovating or renewing the banners, you know, so it's just brilliant. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
But in the 1950s, every banner would have possibly about 200 or 300 people walking in front of their own colliery banner. And then they met on the race course to listen to the speakers.
All the grandfathers of mine, all my uncles was miners, father. It's one of the biggest I've seen for many, many years. It's magic just looking down at the County Hotel from Magdalen Steps. Sea of people and banners and balloons. Magic.
What is there not to like about it? I think it's the greatest gathering of people anywhere in the British Isles. You show me anywhere that's better than this.
Pepper Boys, we got called up during the war. The government took so many men from the collieries and put them in the army and in the forces, that they found that the coal output was going down. They couldn't get the men back because they were all over the world, so they decided to get the Bevan boys, Mr. Ernest Bevan. There was 48,000 of us all together, but we did make a contribution towards the war effort, but that's about as far as it went, I think. It's a proud day for everybody, really. This is a day for miners and their families. Yes.
With fair wind or weather, we'll soon be ashore. Safe anchored in Bonnyblyth Harbour once more. And trusting our vessel to captain and mate. For health and for fortune, we're subject to fate. We'll dare even death on the wide range of Main and return to Blythe Harbour again and again. And return to Blythe Harbour again and again. So all you folk from Blythe, you have to learn that and then you can sing it to me next year, all right? No bother.
We're going down the race course. Down there, you get speeches from members of Parliament, dignitaries. We have Russian ambassadors come and listen to the speeches.
And I'll tell you, when Thatcher died this year, there were no crocodile tears in our house. And it might be warm here today for us, but it's a lot hotter where she is.
Hi, I'm Gillian Wales. With Bodmat Manors, we write books on mining art.
Well, this specific image that we're talking about is by Tom McGuinness, and it was done in 1947 when he was a 20-year-old man. And I think you can see by looking at the maturity of the drawing that what a great talent this guy had, because it shows that sort of most subtle of human emotions, compassion, in the most wonderful way. But there's a lovely story behind it, because Tom had just come home from the colliery with the man in the picture, Arthur Rain, whose daughter was ill in front of the fire. And so Tom had gone in the house with Arthur, and there they are still in their pit gear, and he did what any doting father would do. He picks up his daughter and nurses her. So Tom McGuinness, he didn't roll up his sleeves and crack on and give a bit of a hand. He dashed over the road and got his sketching gear and drew it. Whereas this isn't a posed picture, this is drawn directly from life. So I mean, this is imagery of the mining community and the mining fraternity. And it was a very close-knit fraternity, and people cared for each other and had a great sense of social justice and social injustice. And there was a strong creed of principles by which these people lived.
Today, speaking to my kind of people, ordinary working class people. Look at this turnout today. It's unbelievable. They're already talking the numbers down. They're saying there's less than 150,000 here. Less than 150,000. I've only got one thing to say to that. That's my arse.
The union connection's always been, because this big meeting, as it's been known, was the celebration of the National Union of Mine Workers, and before that, the Durham Mines Association, etc. In recent years, obviously since the mines have all closed down, other trade unions have stepped in, and it's now become a celebration of trade unions.
Because the reality is this, brothers and sisters, all these banners that have been marching down here today, with the slogans on them, unity and strength, fellowship of life, solidarity, are not just bits of words that we use, it's things that we've learned over 150 years. And meetings like this, brothers and sisters, this is what it's all about. Meetings like this give us the reaffirm our commitment to the belief for what we stand for. And I'll tell you what we stand for, brothers and sisters. We stand for a concept which is called socialism. I'm proud to be a socialist, and I'm proud to be a militant, and I'm proud to be the guide of working men and working women.
I'm James, I'm the principal cornet of the band. In the fields there's been a lot of bands, a lot of political speeches, and all of the banners as well from all the different villages down there as well, so that's been quite interesting to see. Also, quite a lot of Larry people who've had a couple too many, and also a few Larry bands people as well from around the region, which is nice to see as well. Currently we're just queuing to march down towards the county hotel again, which should be quite exciting. The crowd have had a couple of shandies inside them, and I think they'll be very excitable, so that'll be good to see.
A wonderful day, wonderful sun. Proud to be a miner's daughter. Very proud.
When we were young, this used to be the highlight of the year. Definitely the highlight of the year.
You'll never get a happier set of people than the northern people. They know how to enjoy life. Look how many people's turned out again today.
The day's been fantastic. My granddad broke his back in the pits, but he survived to tell the tale. And this is why we're all here, because it's all about community spirit.